views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Gimme the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to the Gimme the Joy Show. I'm Lynn Horde, your host. And today we're talking about a juicy topic, and that is how to find purpose and live with passion. Fun thing to talk about because purpose is a big thing for us to talk about, especially, I mean, the people that I hang out with in terms of the coaching world and that kind of those kind of people kind of in the self-development field. But I think across life in general, we at some point in our lives, whether it's regularly or early or later on, we're like, well, you know, what am I doing with my life? You know, what am I here to do? Like, what purpose or and what meaning, you know, can I find in my life? So it's a really big topic that we're talking about today. And I personally always put purpose and passion together because, as we'll talk about as we go on today, for me, passion is one of the ways that you find your purpose if you don't know what it is already. So in this segment, in the beginning stages here, I want to just introduce you to a concept called Ikigai. I'd be interested to know if you know what that is. So Ikigai is a Japanese word that translates to reason for being. And they, for the Japanese, they've got some very long-living people over there. I think they've got on the island of Okinawa, they've got some of the oldest people who've lived in the world, like a lot of a pocket of centenarians, I think it is. And one of the things that they personally relate that to is the fact that they always have an ikigai. It's part of their culture to find out your reason for being, your reason to kind of get up and get out of bed in the world. You know, and over in the Western world here, you know, we think about that too. It's the thing that gives you motivation and purpose and meaning and drive to kind of get up out there and do things in your world and in your day. And I've also heard people talk about it as, you know, perhaps it's your mission in life. You know, you can think about it that way as well. So, I mean, finding your purpose is a bit of a big thing, or certainly can be. And I know a lot of people wonder about it, like, what is my thing? What is my purpose? And, you know, I've come across a lot of people, you know, especially some that I've worked with, and they kind of wonder, you know, if they're missing out on something, if they can't pinpoint specifically, you know, what it is, you know, that they're here to do, I suppose you could say. So, you know, why is that? Like, why do we feel this need to have a reason for being? So most of us do, I think. You know, why do we need to feel like we have a purpose? And it's interesting because it's a very well-documented thing, our desire to have purpose, you know, because as I said, having purpose gives us drive and motivation, you know, and the really cool thing about when you've got some purpose is, when you feel like you've got some purpose, when we're living, you know, it helps us live with a sense of, you know, fulfillment and satisfaction. You know, for me, you know, I'll talk about my purpose a little bit later, but, you know, knowing that I've done those things that I feel like I'm here to do in the world, like that gives me a real sense of satisfaction when I go to bed at night. You know, it makes me feel like my life has, you know, a lot of meaning. I'm kind of here doing what I want to do. are meant to be doing. And that purpose, you know, that desire for purpose in humans, you know, it's, I don't know if you've ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's a psychological theory that was put forward by a psychologist named Abraham Maslow in 1943 about, you know, what human beings fundamentally need. And if you wanted to imagine it, often it's shown as a pyramid that's got five kind of horizontal levels. And at the fifth level at the top, so the apex of that pyramid, is self-actualization. So, and that kind of includes the idea of living on purpose, or as he puts it, living to your potential. You know, and that is kind of one of the higher human needs, is that drive to do that. So it's a well-known, you know, human need and well-documented out there that we have that desire within us. You know, but from a feeling perspective, you know, and living a life of joy, which is, of course, you know, what we're here to fundamentally talk about, finding purpose is incredibly enriching. You know, so I was sitting here thinking about this before I got on to talk to you about this today. You know, and when we feel like we are, we've got some form of purpose, and if you're out there thinking, I don't have my purpose or I don't know what it is, stay with me, because I'm going to talk to you about a whole different way, bunch of ways of how to look at that today. So don't panic. If you don't know, that's okay. That's one of the things we're here to talk about today. But the reason, you know, why I would encourage you to keep looking, you know, to keep, you know, striving to find that purpose if you haven't already, or keep living it if you already have, is because it makes life incredibly enriching. You know, it's like, I feel like our purpose and finding that mission, it really feeds our soul in a way that other pursuits don't necessarily. You know, for myself, like living on purpose really connects up with, makes me feel connected to life. And feels like, you know, there's a greater essence of what it means to be alive. You know, I feel like I'm in flow much more. You know, and personally, I looking at it from a spiritual perspective, you know, I feel like I'm living my divine mission, or you might call it your destiny. You know, and that can really fill your heart up. You know, that's where that sense of fulfillment comes from. I'm overflowing with the joy of, you know, doing what I feel like I'm meant to be doing. You know, I kind of the phrase I really love to use is like I'm doing my life's work. That's kind of what I think about it. And it's incredibly freeing when you find that, and you can say it that way, because it's like you're in it for the long haul, you know, so you can just kind of keep going and try things and make mistakes. But you kind of, you know, that you're kind of in the path and fulfilling what your particular journey is to your highest potential. And that's the other really great thing about, you know, your purpose is, it's so vast and so different, and everybody's, you know, is unique. And it really is, if you think about your purpose as the way for you to fulfill your human potential as well as your divine mission, I think of them as a mashup of the two, because we are obviously here to grow in that way, in my opinion. You know, and so it's a really beautiful thing, and it's really fun to play with and find and then explore the possibilities when you find your purpose. So you might be sitting there going, as I said, like, I don't know what my purpose is. You know, I've tried to find it for years, and I understand that. And what we can happen is we can get really caught up or stuck in this idea of purpose and wanting to know our unique and specific purpose. You know, it can feel like it has to be super clear. You know, it's got to be clear. Like, you have to be able to call yourself a certain thing, or go, this is what I do. This is how I help people. You know, it's almost like we often translate purpose as a bit of a vocation. And it certainly can be. You know, as I said, it could be like you're trying to say, like, I'm a doctor and I'm going to heal the sick, or I'm a motivational speaker who transforms people's lives from the stage, or I'm a volunteer with a charity that helps villagers have access to clean water. So, you know, we as humans, we love that kind of clarity and that certainty around this idea of purpose. You know, but then that can, as I said, can get us stuck, because it means we're often comparing what we're doing in the world and, you know, thinking it might be less than or not worthy enough. If you're in like a 9-to-5 job, you're like, oh, I'm not living my purpose. I'm not really doing anything of value in the world. But that's not true, okay? So I just want to say that out there first of all. That's not true. And what I really want to invite you to do today is to consider that purpose can be much more expansive than what do I do in the world on a daily basis. I read a really wonderful blog post the other day that talked about purpose, and it talked about it in the way that her definition of it was, purpose is about who you are being on an everyday basis. You know, it's like that phrase, it's not what you do, but how you make people feel that they remember. And for me, purpose is around, again, it's not what you do, but it's who you be. It's who you be on a daily basis. And that is, you know, if you can shift your perspective and think about it that way. So your vocation might be, you know, how you express that beingness of yourself. You know, for instance, I was, you know, my background's in journalism, but, you know, now I'm a coach. And, you know, but during both of those different jobs or vocations, as you could call it, I was still expressing my beingness, like who I wanted to be in the world. So it's something that I'd really encourage you to broaden the way you think about the idea of purpose and think about, you know, it's not necessarily what I'm doing, but how I'm being in the doing of that. I know that sounds really, if I were to hear that on the other end of that, and I'm sure you get it, but it's quite funny to say that it's not who you're being, but the doing of how you're being. Sorry, that does sound quite funny. So I really love you to consider that. Now, consider your purpose. So rather than your purpose as a vocation, think of it like this. Your purpose is being the best person you can be in the situation that you find yourself in. So think about it that way. I'll say it again. Purpose is being the best person you can be in the situation that you find yourself in. You know, and another of my favorite sayings around this is to consider your purpose as leaving every person you touch or encounter better than you found them. My word, like, can you imagine what kind of a world this would be if we all made that our purpose? Can you just like take a moment and imagine that? So if our purpose was to leave every person that we came in contact in some way better than we left them, wow, that would be a very different world. So, I mean, even that small shift is, you know, a really powerful thing in terms of our purpose. So it's who you be in the world. You know, and I wanted to really talk about this, you know, how we can get stuck, because, I mean, I have a really dear friend. She's incredibly talented and she's skilled. But this purpose thing has been a real kind of struggle in her life. She has felt that she's never been able to quite figure out what she wants to do with her life. You know, from her view, she's like, well, I haven't, you know, I'm not this and I'm not that and I haven't made an impact here. You know, I don't know what path I'm on, you know, but I can tell you that she is one of the most incredibly kind, caring, intelligent women that I know. And even though she can't find a label, you know, that fits her in a way that she would want, she is a living example of someone who is living on purpose in my eyes. You know, she is, she impacts people positively. She cares about people and does, you know, and has and behaves and acts and shares and gives in a way that shows that. You know, she is a person who leaves people better than she left them. So I know that she struggles with, you know, not feeling like she has a specific purpose, but from my view, she is living a life on purpose. Like, she is an example of what it means to be a person, the best person you can be in whatever circumstances you find yourself in. So it's just something to really think about, because, you know, it's not like, as I said, it's not what you're doing. It's not the vocation or the, you know, the fact that you're the physical job that you're doing in the world. It's actually who are you being on a daily basis? How are you leaving the people that you touch every day? And, you know, what is your purpose? Have you thought about that? Like, in terms of, you know, if you want to leave a mark on the world, if you want to have an impact on the world, have you thought about on a daily basis, well, this is how I am leaving the people that I am touching? So you can think about it in that way, as a different way of looking at what is my purpose. So we're going to go to a break shortly. And when I come back, we're going to revisit this idea of the Jack guy, because it can give you a way, a beautiful way and really fun way to delve into what might my specific ikigai be. So we'll be back in a second to talk about that.
Con- Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hello, hello, welcome back to Give Me the Joy. Today we are talking about living with purpose and passion. Before the break, I talked about something called ikigai, which is a Japanese word for living with purpose and meaning. So I wanted to just share how you can break down your own ikigai because there's actually quite a few books out there now on this subject of ikigai, and you can Google it as well. So you'll easily find a diagram of what I'm about to say to you verbally if you're interested in having a look at where your ikigai might be. So what you can do is imagine four circles. So kind of like one at the top, right, left, and top, bottom, left, and right, and they're all overlapping in the middle. So that overlapping piece is where your ikigai sits. So now imagine, so each of the circles is a certain thing. So from the top, it's the top circle is what you love to do. The next circle down is what you're good at. The one under that is what you can get paid for, the skill sets that you can get paid for. And then the one on the left is what the world needs. So that's what you love to do, what you're good at doing, what you can get paid for, and what the world needs. And where they overlap in the middle, that is your ikigai. And it's really fun. So I came across this maybe about 18 months ago now, and it was just really fun to do to refine even further what I might kind of offer out into the world. And if you are someone still working out your purpose, or maybe like me, you know, you think you've found it, but, you know, it's always fun to kind of delve deeper into and niche down even further into what that might be for you. Really good fun way to sit down and have a play. So you can do four different lists of those things and then have a think about where do they overlap. So that's one of the ways that I do it, and it's a really fun way that I kind of work with my clients, is to have a really, if this is something that they want to work on, and have a look at. So what is that? So before the break, I mentioned a friend of mine who is still trying to figure out what her particular, you know, purpose is in life. And one of the things that she and I have talked about a lot that I really wanted to mention today was we had this perception that maybe we'll wake up one day and we'll have complete clarity on what our purpose is. And I just wanted to say, just for the record, it's not a flash of awakening, generally speaking, okay? So if you haven't had a flash of awakening and you're feeling like there's something wrong because you haven't, then I want to let you know that for the most people, it doesn't work that way. You know, we think, you know, I guess we might be taught publicly in our cultures that, you know, purpose is something that just happens upon us like a bolt of lightning. But more often than not, my friend, it's like a seed growing into a plant that eventually flowers. So that's the journey that you're probably on right now. You know, and it is a journey to find your purpose for the majority of people. And it starts with noticing what you love. So it's no coincidence that that top circle in the Ikigai is knowing what you love. You know, what do you love to do? And that is the very first place, you know, if you sat down in front of me and said, I don't know what my purpose is, that's exactly where we would start. There's a lady named Rebecca Campbell. She is a Hay House author, and I've heard her story about how she got started doing what she's doing right now. And she said, like, way back when, she didn't know what she was doing. So she is a spiritual teacher. I think she's the author of Light is the New Black. I think that's the book that she wrote. But the interesting thing was, you know, so she knew that she was on the journey, but she had no idea exactly what it would look like. And she actually says, she's like, the place I started when I knew I wanted to figure it out was I looked at what I loved and surrounded myself with them. So for her, she loves the flower, a peony. So it's a flower. And so she, every week, she would go and buy those flowers, put them in her home. And she said from that, you know, so it's like the breadcrumbs. From that, she started following, you know, something else would then highlight itself to her and go, oh, yes, I really like that, or I love that, or that makes me light up on the inside. You know, and week after week, you know, breadcrumb after breadcrumb, she got to where she is now. And because that's the thing, you've got to start somewhere. So you remember, it's not the bolt of lightning, so you've got to start somewhere. We have to kind of essentially open to our purpose. You know, you may not know it right now. And to be honest, you might be scared of your purpose. And we're going to talk about that in a second, all of the reasons why we might actually be afraid of our purpose. So, but for today, as always, I would encourage you to engage your curiosity. You know, this is my favorite tool. If you've been listening, you know, I always talk about curiosity because I think it is an incredible tool to help us open to the possibility, to those breadcrumbs, and begin to discover, you know, what it is you love, you know, what brings you joy, what are those things that you do that bring you joy? And you can follow those things to your bliss and then to the next thing and the next thing. So it's a breadcrumb trail. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's how my journey was. My journey was a gradual unfolding. It started, you know, when I was young with a real love of self-development. Like, I have an incredible desire and fascination to understand how humans work. And that's kind of where it started for me. And then it developed into recognizing that enjoyment and fun were really important to me in my life. You know, I mean, I didn't think of it then as something that I would go on to teach people, but I was just like, you know what? I got to a point in my life where I was like, I don't have enough joy. I don't have enough enjoyment in terms of, you know, my everyday life. I was like, and I want to change that. You know, so that was a step on my journey. And eventually, you know, I had a moment where I was sitting down with a journalist and it was really random. You know, she had said to me, oh, we'd got talking, and she said, can I interview you about happiness for an article that I'm doing? I'm like, sure. And then from that conversation, I was like, I got all the tingles. And I was like, this is actually what I'm meant to be doing. Now, did I know at that time that it was going to be my life's work? I'll be honest, I did not. Okay. So that's the thing to know, right? So I just was like, this feels like the right next thing for me to do. And I said, you know, I've kind of developed my my intuition and my ability kind of to talk to my kind of spirit guides and stuff. And I was like, yep, okay, I'm getting all the tingles, which is a signal for me. And I was like, okay, so this is what I need to go to do next. Did I know it would lead to where I am now? No. But that's the other part here, is you've got to choose to act on what's in front of you. You know, so we don't know what path is laid out before us, and that's maybe a thing you need to let go of around this idea of purpose, because your purpose evolves. You know, it was a big deal for me to open my website as the and brand myself as the joy coach, you know, but I chose to act on kind of those breadcrumbs and go, I think this is the way I need to be going. And I did want to, but now I know that kind of that was the beginning of this actually bigger life path that I'm now on. But again, I didn't know then. So I just wanted to share that with you so that you can know you just got to trust yourself, my friend. You know, you will find your path, and my guess is you're probably already on it. Like your whole journey is leading you into a certain direction. So just, you know me, I'm a joy coach, and I'm like, enjoy the journey. Find what's in front of you right now that, you know, lights you up, and trust that you are absolutely on the right path and that you'll know what the next step is. Don't get me wrong, I know that's frustrating being in those places myself. I'm like, really? What is the next step? But I promise it will open to you if you're kind of curious and are willing to allow it to step forward when it's ready. And I think I said this, but lastly, just remember that it does keep evolving, right? So your purpose isn't necessarily set in stone. As you evolve, you know, it can evolve along with you. So that's a really cool thing to remember. You know, nothing is set in stone. And if you think about it, you know, as I mentioned before the break, if you think about it as your purpose is to become more of who you are, more of who you are meant to be, then it's that case of being where you are right now, doing the best you can with what you've got in front of you, trying to be the best self you can be in the situation that you find yourself in, and follow the breadcrumbs. So if you take that big picture, you know, I have to have a purpose and a direction and a goal and a down to on a daily basis, I'm trying to be the best person in the situation I find myself in, it can really release you to go more with the flow. So I hope that helps with, you know, if you're thinking about or really struggling with your purpose, I hope all of those kind of ideas really help with that. Because the other thing talk about next is I want to talk about themes, the themes of your life. I sound like I'm on a TV show and someone's about to come through and we're going to do a big unveil of what their life looks like. So I want to talk about the themes of your life. I did an NLP friend took me on a bit of I think it's timeline therapy. I think that might be what she called it. Don't get me wrong, I can't remember for sure. But really understanding the themes of my life and the key events in your life. So if you were to kind of sit down and chart your life and look at what are the significant events that happen, both good and bad, and have a look at what are the themes that run through them. It's a really fascinating experience to start to understand what your specific, it can really inform, you know, what your specific purpose, you know, might be along this journey in this lifetime. So, for instance, you know, looked at the themes across my life the very first time, you know, the themes that came up were around education, was around, you know, self-development, around inspiration and around empowering people to see their situation differently from what it is. You know, I still can remember back to that moment when she and I talked about that, the power I felt in going, no, you know, you can really look at this a different way if you choose to. And it's something that I can see now I have consistently done across my life. And so one of my personal themes is realizing that I can change my perspective, you know, when I feel disempowered or helpless or like I'm a victim, you know, and understanding I can change that perspective to help myself see that I have power and choice in my life. And, you know, and that is a theme for me. It's one of the reasons that underlies what I do in my work. So joy is my kind of outward expression of what I do, but kind of the driver, the purpose underneath that is to remind not just myself, but the people I come in contact with, that we have an incredible ability to change our view of what's happening in front of us and of ourselves to allow more power and more choice and, of course, more joy. And ultimately, for me, that's what it's about. So power and choice allows joy and freedom. They're kind of some of my values. So we're going to go for another break in a second. And, you know, I've just touched on the idea of values. It's something I really want to kind of dig into when we come back, because values, when you understand what your values are, so what really matters to you, that can make a big difference, again, to how you're living your life and the choices that you might make that allow you to live on purpose and with greater passion. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hello, hello. You're back again with the Gimme the Joy Show. We are talking today about how to live with more with passion and more purpose. Oh, sorry, live with more purpose and passion. Before the break, I was talking about being curious about the themes that have appeared in your life. And there were two things I didn't mention that I think are really important just to have a think about. The reason knowing what those themes are across your life is because when you get to understand what yours are, when you get the chance to see, you know, why those themes might be there, it actually can help you in your day-to-day experience. And so for me, like I have found it really like incredibly helpful to understand the themes across my life. And somebody might call it, in another way I might phrase it, is the deeper stories, the stories that run your life in a not empowering way. And understanding what they are has helped me immensely because I then know, I can see when I've fallen into a trap, you know, my personal, you know, hell holes, so to speak, you know, when I've fallen into those, I can see it so much more easily now. You know, one of mine personally is I can fall into thinking that I'm a victim of my circumstance and my life rather than coming at a situation from knowing that I'm innately powerful and understanding that I have choice and I can change my perspective. You know, just as a really quick example, I ran a course one time a couple of years ago, and before I kind of understood this theme across my life, and it floored me for a week. I just went into a hole and I felt like, oh, the world's against me. Oh, look, here we go again. You know, nothing I do works. You know, I can't seem to make a difference. You know, I kind of went into that mental, emotional spiral. And then a year later, I learnt this about myself, this theme that I have that I can fall into feeling like a victim. And so then the next time when I got into that situation because something I had tried failed, it was such a different experience because I'm like, oh, here we go again. This is what I'm doing. Oh, I'm thinking that I'm a victim, and oh, I think that the world's against me. Oh, okay. But what was beautiful about it was, I mean, I didn't deny that that's how I felt. I allowed myself maybe 24 hours to wallow and go, you know, beat into a pillow. But then the day after that, I was like, okay, you know, that's not the truth. And then I kind of changed my perspective so that I could move forward. I kind of drew on my resilience, my understanding that actually, you know, my life is what I created. It's not what the world is doing to me. So I just wanted to share that because it's really important to understand why those themes are really going to help you if you understand what they are for you. And then I talked to you really briefly about values, guys. Like, I love doing values work. When you understand what your top five values are in life, it makes decision-making so much easier. So something to really think about. There are lots of different ways that you can do it, but a really simple one is you can pull up, you know, on the internet a page of values and just start to have a look at basically, you know, which ones jump out at you intuitively. You know, you can whittle it down, you know, choose 10 and then whittle it down to, say, you know, 5 key ones, and then actually have a look at the areas of your life. So your health, your finances, you know, the work that you do, your relationships, and actually ask yourself, so how expressed in these values in each area of my life. You know, so one of my top ones is fun or enjoyment. So you can kind of interchange those two things. You know, so I really have a look at, you know, in how fun are my relationships, or what can I do to make those relationships more fun? You know, how much fun or how much enjoyment do I get out of my work? You know, and those things really, you know, the values really make a difference to how much you feel like you are passionate about your life. So this is kind of one of where it comes down to, like, feeling really passionate about what it is you do, and not just, you know, not just in your work. So as I said, those five things I look at across your life, you know, your finances, your health, the work that you do, you know, your inner self, like how you relate to yourself and the thing in your hobbies and what you like to do out in the world, you know, all of these things. Your creative self-expression. So there are so many ways you can apply the values. So I really highly recommend that, you know, doing that little bit of values, and I won't spend too much time on it because it really is something that is quite easy to find on the web if you want to have a look at, you know, figuring out what your personal values are. Another thing I just wanted to highlight in this one was have a think about the roles that you are choosing to play in your life. So when it comes to purpose and passion, a mentor that I've worked with for many years, her name's Lynette Arcady. She's Australian. And one of the fascinating things that she taught me was about a concept called the adapted adult. So when you grow up, you kind of mold, especially in your early years, you mold to the expectations around you. You mold to the examples that you're being shown. And what she calls that when you come out as that adult, she calls it an adapted adult, because what it is it's adapted to the environment that you find yourself in. So the journey to finding more passion and purpose gets really interesting when we start to realize that adapted adult is not who we really are. So, you know, you can imagine that, you know, you've got a face, or you're wearing a cloak or a coat or something. So the adapted adult wears the coat. And the question is, who are you underneath the coat? You know, what are you wearing under there? Are you got really bright colors? Are you wearing streamlined clothes? And I'm just using that as a bit of an analogy, just so that you can have a concept of, you know, who is my adapted adult and who is the real me? So I'll give you an example, because of course, you know, our brains work best, you know, thinking about it through an example. So growing up, I was really good with detail. It's quite a funny thing, actually. It was actually something that people knew me for. I was good with detail. I was good with words. I was good with numbers. You know, I was good at spotting kind of the mistakes, so to speak. And so it's really, I was really good with detail, and actually led to me becoming a journalist and then becoming a sub-editor. So a journalist is the one who writes the words, and a sub-editor is the one who then goes on to edit those words that the journalist has written. So, and as a sub-editor, I did that for many years, and I was really good with the detail and linguistics and stuff like that. But what was interesting was, as I went on this journey of understanding who I was and discovering, you know, what I really liked, it became fascinating to me, because the thing I was known for was actually not something that lit my fire. So the older I get, and the more I step into who I am, the less detail I like. It really makes me laugh now, because the more personality profiles that I do, the more it shows that my brain is much more into conceptual thinking and creative thinking, and much less these days I want to be in detail. I don't enjoy it. It drains my energy. But that was who I was highly identified with when I was younger. And now that I have grown into who am I as a person, who am I truly as a person, I have discovered that that's actually not who I am. So it's having a think about, like, so, you know, what is it that you, this comes back to the passion piece, like, what is it that you really love in your life, and are you doing that? It's almost like I'd encourage you to go on a journey of discovery to find out how can you connect, you know, what you do on a daily basis with the bigger picture of who you want to be. And it's something to really, you know, think about. And I know, you know, if you've heard of this idea of an adapted adult before, you know, it can be a little bit strange. You're like, well, you know, I'm doing everything that I was taught, and I'm kind of, you know, who I thought I would be. But if I were to then ask you the question, okay, then how much of your life are you enjoying? How much are you feeling on purpose? How much passion do you experience? If the answer is maybe not so much, then I would just encourage you to go on a bit of an exploration to really look into, well, you know, what does light me up? What does make me feel passionate? And, you know, what use of the word passion, you know, I think people can get a little bit scared of it, because, you know, passion, we often think about passion in the bedroom. Passion is also about, like, in the outer world, what lights you up, what really matters to you, you know, what makes you, you know, want to get out of bed. So that's really a way of looking at passion, you know. And it can be, if you look back at those themes, you know, I mentioned earlier about finding the themes that come across your life, you'll find that your passions are really tied to those things. You know, when I get the opportunity to help somebody see a particular challenge, or something they're facing, a circumstance in their life, in a different way that's more empowering, man, that gives me a buzz, you know, because, wow, when we can do that for ourselves, it really will it changes the trajectory of our lives when we can do that. So, I'm not sure how I got there from passion right then. I've just lost my train of thought. But, oh, yes, I have indeed. Never mind, we'll come back to passion. Oh, so I was talking about it. Yes, bedroom, passion outside of work. It's the thing that allows you to get out of bed. So we talked about earlier some of the things that you could do in terms of that lady who finds the peony. So what is your version of peonies? Like where can you find the crumb that starts leading you in the direction towards your passion and purpose? All right, we're going to go for a break and we're going to come back after that with more.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, you are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show. So we're talking about living with purpose and passion. And for me, when I say that, ultimately what I'm talking about is feeling free to live and be me. So that's what that ultimately means for me. And what's the thing that gets in the way the most? We haven't talked about this yet. And of course, what I'm talking about is the fears. It's a really fascinating thing to recognize that although we all want to ultimately live in a way that feels free, we all want the opportunity to live and be ourselves, like be our true selves, we can get in our own way because our fears of being that person can feel like we need to keep ourselves locked down. That's kind of I think about it. You know, so what happens is when we have fears like you know, and I mean, I was talking a lot about my own experience, but some of the fears can be like, who am I to do X, Y, Z? You know, like, and I've thought about that in terms of my own journey. Who am I to be the joy coach? I mean, yes, I experience a lot of joy, but man, have I experienced a lot of not joyness. You know, I'm not joyful all the time. And again, I don't teach that, but does not, I don't have those fears of who am I to, you know, because I'm not necessarily living that myself all the time. And this is something I talk a lot about with joy, and something that's really important if we want to live lives of purpose and passion. It takes courage, my friend. It takes bravery. It takes boldness. And a friend of mine, she's got a great phrase. She says that it takes us choosing to live unapologetically. It's a beautiful thing when you think about it. You know, we need to live in a way that we're not sorry for choosing things that, you know, light us up. You know, we're not trying to fit into a box and a role of, you know, being the perfect wife, mother, daughter, husband, you know, cross out whichever one you aren't or insert what you are. You know, we're not just following our routines and habits and playing roles that keep us trapped in behaviors that aren't who we really are. So living this life of passion and purpose does require us to understand our own specific fears around what might be preventing us from doing that. And it really is a big part of the journey, which is why I wanted to mention it to you guys today. Because you need to understand, like, do you know what your fears are? Do you know the thoughts that run through your head when you're like, oh, I might go and do that because actually that would be really fun, but maybe my daughter won't like it, or my friend will judge me, or my husband will say something. You know, what are all those things that are running through your head? And if you're not friends with those things or clear about what they are, it's really important to get to know that. Because we need to break through those things. We need to release those fears in order to step out. And it's like, you know, there's a part of me that really knows what this feels like. So don't get me wrong, I'm not fully there yet, okay? I'm still on the journey myself. But recently, I've really got in touch with that part of myself that knows what it's like to live in this, you know, full-blown, full-out, unapologetic, passion-led, you know, purpose-filled life. I can feel that part of myself. Man, it is freedom. It is liberation. I mean, it's like, it's incredible. But the part about it that I love the most is I feel that part of me feels so alive. You know, this is why this topic really matters to me, is because it's what we all strive for. I personally feel like we want to feel alive. We want to feel connected to life. We want to feel the juice and the beauty and the, you know, passion and the joy. And, you know, we have to allow ourselves to get to that place, and we have to release our fears, you know, in order to do that. So it's something just to think about. What are your fears that could be getting in the way of, you know, doing that? You know, as I said, mine are, you know, and they're very common, like, who am I to, like, you know, I'm not enough in some way to be able to share this with you, to help, you know, to talk to you about joy, because I'm not some 100% ultimate, you know, happy, shiny person. And to be honest, I don't think the world needs that anyway. I'm here being me in my authenticity, because I think that's actually what the world needs. You know, I'm here in this journey with you, learning how to live with joy, learning how to create more joy for myself in all of my circumstances. You know, and some of them are good and some of them are really bad, guys, you know, so I am on this journey with you as well. You know, but I still have this innate desire, as I'm sure you do, to, even amidst, you know, difficult circumstances, find fire in me, the passion for life. And we do that through, as I said, understanding what it is that you enjoy as a person. What is it, you know, what is your purpose in that big picture way that I talked about right at the very beginning? You know, it's like understanding, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, I have learnt, and I'm still on the journey, but I have learnt to a much greater extent than when I was younger, who I truly am. And I've done that through discovery and exploration and lots of different self-development stuffs. You know, I've learnt what I'm good at in terms of what lights me up, what my passion is. You know, I feel very lucky and blessed that I have found my purpose. I know it's yet to evolve into much more. But, you know, I know I'm on the path, and that brings me, you know, a sense of certainty in some ways. I'm like, okay, I'm on the path, and now I've got to just keep going and keep evolving and keep exploring. You know, and what I have learned to let go of when we're talking about those fears is let go of, you know, thinking I need to fit in, that I need to be this good girl, that I need to get everything right, that I need to fulfill a certain role. you know, all of those things, you know, I have kind of learnt to let go of. Doesn't mean some of them, I don't still have some of those stuff, but in a big way, I have made choices to step into the things that make me feel on purpose, that make me feel passion. So that's what I would kind of invite you to do today. What's a small step that you could take to step into more of being that person, more fulfilling, more of that who you are meant to be here right now? I wanted to give you one more example because I have another girlfriend and I admire her immensely for how she chooses to approach her life. So she's a mum of two young girls and a wife, very talented, has had a career, but right now she's a stay-at-home mum. And I really admire her because she has made a commitment to being a person who provides an environment for her family in that they can thrive in, that they can come home and there's joy and happiness and thriving in within her family environment, in her home. It's welcoming and everybody, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful home to step into. But what I admire is she's chosen that. She's the best person she can be in that role, in her circumstances right now. And, you know, I deeply admire her approach and her commitment. So it's thinking about that, you know, back at the very beginning, the thing I talked about was how can you, in your current circumstances, choose to be, you know, the fulfill your potential, be the best person you can be, and follow your passions in where you are right now. You know, and again, it might not be necessarily through your current occupation. It might be outside of work. But where is the passion? Where are the flowers, the peonies I talked about for you? Where are the breadcrumbs? You know, follow those to, you know, your passion will lead you to your purpose. So just kind of keep looking for that and really give yourself the permission to go after it. Give yourself the permission to go after it. You know, I really believe that we are here and deserve to live life full out with incredible amounts of joy and feeling, friends. So go out there and chase it, you know, follow those breadcrumbs. Oh, okay. So we've been talking about, you know, living on purpose and with greater passion. So I hope some of the stuff I've shared with you today really helps. I'm afraid we've got to wrap it up now. Gosh, that time does fly. So I'll leave you with a quote by the philosopher Howard Thurman. He said, "Ask what makes you come alive and go do it." So please, my friends, do that. And if you've enjoyed the show, come back and stay with me every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. UK time. Until next time, follow your joy, my friend. It will show you the way. Take care for now, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Give Me the Joy show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynnhord.com.